I stand before God at the end of my life, not man. That one truth changes everything for me each day because it reminds me that I'm responsible for my own obedience, not everyone else's opinions.
Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith.
If you think about it, the fear of judgment might be one of the most expensive fears you'll ever pay for. Because every time you let it guide you, you're spending a piece of your future on someone else's comfort. And the truth is, the people whose approval you're protecting, they don't carry the weight of what that costs you. You do. They don't carry the exhaustion that comes from constantly second-guessing yourself. They don't carry the disappointment that comes from knowing you played it safe. And they won't carry the regret that settles in years later when you realize you built your life around being understood and accepted instead of being true. And we don't blatantly call it fear. We call it being careful, or maybe the timing isn't right, or we call it not wanting to offend. But really, we're handing over a piece to keep everyone else comfortable. And it's not that you don't care about people. It's that you care so much about being accepted that you forget the value of being authentic. Here's the quiet trade we make. Every time you choose to shrink back to avoid judgment, you're not just avoiding conflict, you're avoiding growth. When you silence your convictions so people won't question you, you're not just keeping the peace, you're handing over direction for your life. And this shows up in two ways. Let's call it micro and macro. Micro decisions are the everyday moments that don't look like much of the time, but slowly rewrites your future. It's when you don't post about your business because you're afraid you'll look silly, when you don't launch the service or product you've been working so hard on because you're scared of failing publicly, or when you avoid putting yourself out there because it feels uncomfortable to be seen. Each of those moments looks small, but together they create distance between you and the future you're supposed to build. They teach you to play safe, to stay predictable, and to only move when you know people will approve. And then there are the macro decisions, the deeper ones. The times when you silence your own beliefs, your values, your convictions, because you know not everyone will accept them. You start to shape your life around what's palatable, not what's true. And when you do that long enough, you start to lose your sense of direction altogether. That's the real cost. You don't just miss opportunities, you start to lose clarity about what you even stand for. But you can't become who you're meant to be and keep everyone comfortable in the process. There's a cost either way. The question is, whose cost are you willing to carry? The cost of disappointing others or the cost of disappointing yourself? One fades with time and the other lingers for life. At some point, I had to face the truth. This is my one life, and I can't keep letting other people's opinion dictate how I live it. If I let the fear of judgment decide what I do, what I say, what I build, then who's really living my life? Because the more I tried to please everyone, the less peace I actually had. I used to quiet my own personal beliefs, not because I didn't believe them, but because I knew not everyone would approve. And sure enough, they didn't. There's something about being misunderstood that makes you want to pull back, to soften your opinions, to be less of who you are so people will stay comfortable. But eventually, I realized something simple and freeing. I stand before God at the end of my life, not man. That one truth changes everything for me each day. Because it reminds me that I'm responsible for my own obedience, not everyone else's opinions. And if I'm going to carry the cost, I'd rather it be for a conviction than for compromise. That doesn't mean it's easy. It's actually very hard. Judgment still stings. Misunderstanding still hurts. But when you remember who you answer to, who you are, it changes the weight of the world's opinions. It doesn't mean you stop caring. It just means their approval no longer determines your direction. And there are ways to build strength before the world ever takes a swing at you. Surround yourself with people who share your values, who strengthens what's good in you instead of making you question it. Be in the Word daily so your perspective stays anchored in truth. Because when your roots are deep, criticism can blow through, but it won't uproot you. You start walking into the world with armor on, not the kind that hardens you, but the kind that steadies you. When you zoom out and remember that this life isn't permanent, everything starts to look different. Eternity gives clarity. It puts things into perspective. Because if all we do is spend our days chasing success, collecting things, and trying to look impressive, what's the point? If we gain everything we wanted and then die, have we really built anything? Eternity reminds us what lasts: character, integrity, people, purpose. And when you live with that in mind, judgment loses its grip because it really doesn't matter. Because suddenly the crowd's opinion doesn't feel big enough to build your life around it. When you picture standing at the end of your life looking back, you won't wish you played it safer. You'll wish you would have been bolder. You'll wish you'd spoken when it mattered. You'd wish that you went for the things that you were afraid of. And you'll wish that you live aligned with truth and not just applause. That's the way eternity brings. It doesn't make life smaller. It makes every moment matter more. Every decision you make is an investment. Whether you realize it or not, you're always choosing who gets to influence that investment. You can hand it to fear. You can hand it to pride. You can hand it to people whose approval keeps changing, or you can hand it to personal conviction. Conviction costs more upfront, but compromise always costs more in the end. Conviction requires courage in the moment. Compromise requires regret later. You can't live bold and live approved at the same time. One requires honesty and boldness and getting uncomfortable, and the other requires pretending. And at some point, you'll have to decide, am I living to protect my image or to honor my purpose? Am I building a life that looks good to others or one that will stand with peace before God? Courage doesn't mean you don't feel afraid. It means you've decided fear doesn't get to choose for you anymore. There's a moment when you finally realize you can't keep waiting for everyone to understand your choices before you make them. Most people won't. They can't see what God's asked of you. They don't see the dream on your heart. They don't carry the weight of what obedience costs. So stop handing over your future to people who won't carry the cost. They don't lose sleep over your calling. They don't bear the risk if it fails. And they don't feel the ache if you betray your own convictions. Only you do. And if that's true, then it's not arrogance to stand firm. It's stewardship. You've been entrusted with something, your time, your work, your influence, and the only one you're going to owe an explanation to is the one who gave it to you. So be bold. Every choice you make is shaping the story you'll tell at the end of your life. When it's all said and done, you won't wish you'd be more liked. You'll wish you'd been more faithful, more courageous, more true to what you knew was right. To finish well means you didn't trade truth for approval. It means you lived with integrity even when it was costly. It means you carried your assignment through pressure, judgment, and misunderstanding because you knew who you were ultimately answering to. So when fear of judgment shows up, remember this. They don't pay the price of your obedience. You do. So keep building, keep standing, keep choosing conviction over comfort because your life isn't a performance for the crowd. It's a stewardship before God. And one day when it's all over, may you stand before him knowing you didn't live half-hearted. You finished the assignment. You finished faithfully and you finished well. See you in the next one.